Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
The iPhone 15 opts for intuitive AI, not generative AI. Apple ignored the tech industry's obsession with generative AI at the new iPhone launch, offering subtler AI features that make everyday tasks like photography and phone calls better. By Kari Johnson. Tech product launches in 2023 have become predictable. Everything now comes with generative AI features that will serve up chatty but knowledgeable text or mind-blowing images. The rollout of iPhone 15 this week shows Apple opted to think different. The new device comes with an A17 Pro processor, an Apple-designed chip to put more power behind machine learning algorithms. But the features highlighted at the launch event yesterday were generally subtle, not mind-expanding. The company appears focused on AI that is intuitive, not generative, making artificial intelligence a part of your life that soothes over glitches or offers helpful predictions without being intrusive. Apple made a similar choice to ignore the generative AI bandwagon earlier this year at its developer conference in June. A new voice isolation feature for the iPhone 15, for example, uses machine learning to recognize and home in on the sound of your voice, quieting background noise on phone calls. As usual for iPhone launches, yesterday's event spent ample time on the power of the new phone's camera and image-enhancing software. Those features lean on AI too, including automatic detection of people, dogs, or cats in a photo frame to collect depth information to help turn any photo into a portrait after the fact. Additional AI-powered services are also coming to newer iPhone models via the new iOS 17 operating system due out next week. They include automated transcription of voicemails, so a person can see who's calling before picking up a phone call, and more extensive predictive text recommendations from the iPhone keyboard. Neither is as flashy as a know-it-all chatbot, but by making life easier, they just might convince people to spend more time on their phones, pushing up usage of Apple's services. Apple's intuitive AI is also at work in some new accessibility features. For people who are blind or have low vision, a new point-and-speak feature in the Magnifier app will let them aim the camera at objects with buttons like a microwave and hear their phone say which their finger is touching. For people with medical conditions like ALS that can rob a person of the ability to speak, iOS 17 can create a synthetic voice that sounds like them after they read 15 minutes of text prompts. Smartphones have become hard to improve on with transformative new features, and overall, the iPhone 15 rollout was underwhelming, says Tuong Nguyen, director analyst at Gartner covering emerging technology. But Apple excels at the kind of interface design that makes subtle AI-powered features work. Nguyen thinks the adaptive audio feature that blends music or calls with nearby voices or ambient sound, due out this fall for AirPods, and the new double-tap gesture that controls an Apple Watch Series 9 with a simple tap of index finger and thumb, both powered by machine learning, have the potential to become features so intuitive that they become a standard that other companies emulate. Rather than integrating reality-distorting image generation into the iPhone or following Google's lead in launching an ethically questionable feature that can make people disappear from photos, Apple executives yesterday lauded features that enhance reality, like a new 5x zoom on the iPhone 15, better image quality in low light, and adding spatial video shot with the iPhone 15 for Apple Vision Pro. It's about leading with the value for the consumer, not using buzzwords or technical terms that consumers don't necessarily understand, says Carolina Milanesi, a consumer tech analyst at Creative Strategies. She says improvements that allow for better color or zoom or automate portraits are important for Apple because the camera is a major driver of smartphone purchases. Generative AI is a growing use case for smartphones as assistants like ChatGPT, image generation, and other apps that rely on the technology become more common. Apple's new A17 Pro chip's neural engine, tuned to power machine learning algorithms more efficiently, can most likely boost generative AI apps that run locally on a device. And despite Apple's avoidance of Gen AI talk at launch events so far, Bloomberg reporting says Apple is developing its own generative AI framework named Ajax. Nguyen of Gartner suspects that Apple's own generative AI projects will prominently appear in its products someday, but that the company probably won't call it generative AI or even discuss the work until it is mature enough to be presented in a distinctive way. I think if they talk about it in the way everyone else has, then it seems more me too than is typical of Apple, he says. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.